Who's Uzbekistan? Where's Uzbekistan? Why Uzbekistan? How's Uzbekistan? Beck is in Uzbekistan. What's going good and what's going bad? As she's live from Tashkent, Uzbekistan, in the heart of Central Asia. Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum-bum. This is episode 18, otherwise known as the final episode of season 3. Ha! It is Sunday afternoon. On Wednesday night, I'll be making the 18th transcontinental journey back to my hometown. It's a lengthy journey. Okay, so let's close out season 3 with some highlights. What am I excited about? What am I frustrated by? And how long do I plan to stay? Okay, so let's do them in backwards order. So what am I frustrated by? You know, living in a foreign country, I'm at the mercy of the visa process. I'm at the mercy of my employer. And that's very frustrating. My current employer thinks it's acceptable to fly in on a Saturday and start teaching on Monday with a 10-hour time difference. And, you know, and would miss the orientation the Friday before. So because I'm notoriously ill after I arrive, I asked them about trying to arrive early, and they said yes, but in this like massively condescending manner, acting like they're doing me like a favor. And it's like, come on, like, you know, like I live here. I need, you know, I live here. You know, like, it's a process to, like, settle in and readjust and want to do a good job for my classes. If I were a more optimistic person, I'd probably focus on the fact that they did say yes, other than the tone. But also, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. But, you know, hopefully that'll go the way I need it to. And I probably said too much already, but, you know, I could certainly say a lot more about my frustrations with that. So, yeah, I mean, how that affects my housing, my pay. I'm teaching summer school from the U.S., yet I'll still be paid in local money. They claim it's to follow the law. I don't believe that for one second. I mean, I'm not in the country. But, you know, whatever. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just at the mercy of it and have to suck all this up and just deal with it because I like the teaching part of my job, and it's a fantastic career opportunity for me. So anyway, big frustrations with that. You know, like, you know, parent, I've just learned like 5 minutes ago, I called to request my vegan meal on the air flight, and they were like, your school needs to call the agent who sold this ticket because there's been a change to the ticket, and they have to confirm it. And like, I can't do that myself. You know, I mean, I'm happy they're paying for it, but I mean, I'm just, like, at their mercy, like, all the time. And that makes me feel very vulnerable and very frustrated because they don't handle things in the way that I would handle them myself. Getting money out of the country is the problem that has no solution. There are nothing but bad options. And all of the options are contingent on being able to receive an SMS code from the States. You know, people are telling me it's possible, but, you know, there's a lot of money at stake hanging in the balance. If I'm not able to move, that is going to get stuck in this country. You know, just big frustrations of why all that has to be so difficult. Moving on to good news. So, we'll do how long do I plan to stay next, going out of order today. Dun-dun-dun-dun. I don't know if you can hear a drum roll, but that. I am pleased to announce, I can formally and properly announce that my contract has been renewed for next year, of which I am very relieved and excited about. So, barring any unforeseen circumstances, there will be a season 4 of Uzbekistan. You know, I'm certainly, sometimes I feel like I'm running out of ideas to talk about and I repeat myself. But, you know, but it's definitely interesting to track, you know, to track how things have changed. So, yes, very, very excited, you know, barring any unforeseen catastrophe that, you know, that the party is going to continue. And the party will continue this summer in my hometown as I'm teaching one course online for my school. At a ridiculously low rate. But, you know, whatever. Let's see. So, what am I excited about? So, in spending some time to kind of, you know, reflect and wrap up this year, you know, it started off so badly with coming off of being sick last spring. But, you know, I'm good, feel good, healthy, knock on wood. So, with Telegram here, there's not really a good way to blast out a message to a lot of people. So what I do is like write a message, kind of a generic message, but then I send it out to each of my friends individually here. And I've done that the past 3 times, and I send it out while I'm at the airport. And then that way, when I arrive in Istanbul or I arrive in Washington, D.C., then, you know, I've heard back from people and then I can reply to their messages. And it's just kind of a nice way to, you know, bridge the gap between my two lives and help me not to feel lonely. So, but anyway, so I just thought I would read what I'm planning to send. So, goodbye note 2024. If you are receiving this message, it is because you played a valuable role in my 2023-2024 school year. The school year got a late start. I didn't return to Tashkent until October. It took about 6 months to recover from the medical crisis of 2023. For those not aware, a cough led to muscle tension dysphonia and vocal cord spasms, which led to debilitating fatigue and insomnia, which led me to be an absolute train wreck. I still need a sleeping pill and I use a lot of preventative measures, but I'm fine and extremely grateful. I was very nervous returning to Tashkent would cause a setback. But after a week of viral gastroenteritis upon arrival, I was rocking Tashkent at unprecedented levels. There were a lot of challenges with my job in the fall, adjusting to teaching the students in person. In August and September, I taught them online. They were accustomed to submitting very low quality work and generally low expectations. But my classes after Christmas have been better. The job is still a fantastic professional opportunity to me. It's a lot of responsibility and pressure, but I'm very grateful. I like the content, schedule, and the students are by far the best in Tashkent. Wink, wink, nod, nod. I presented at a TESOL conference. I led a training for my staff. I published a short article. And I hope there will be more opportunities like those next year. Throughout the year, I've been blessed with a fantastic social life. There's barely been a moment where I said, I wish I had someone to do something with. On the contrary, weekends and weekdays have been filled with playing trivia, playing pool, playing badminton, playing board games, 7 trips to the mountain to snowboard, concerts, cultural outings, nice meals, charity events, helping new people, funny messages, emojis, and good laughs about living in our adopted home country. And I finally got to perform some music a few times. My Tashkent experience is definitely all the wacky foreigners I've met here. I have learned something from each and every one of you, and I cherish the times we've spent together. So, in a few hours, really 2.5 days, I will make my 18th transcontinental journey to go home for the summer. Although it can be tumultuous flipping back and forth, it's ultimately good for me to have as much of both worlds as possible. I hope you all will keep in touch over the summer, and hopefully we will make plans to keep the good times rolling when I return the first week in August. Other years, I've made a list about what I would like to accomplish the next year. This list is very short. Number 1, more of the same. Number 2, dance more. Or karaoke. Number 3, go to the trampoline park. Number 4, help people learn to snowboard. I always choose a theme song every time I flip. This time, the song is by Queen. Don't stop me now, because I'm having a good time, having a good time. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mrs. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. Don't stop me now. Okay, and this concludes season 3 of Who's Bekistan?